All right, we've got Scott Stevens with us. He is an employee benefits specialist at our sister company, NP Dodge Insurance Brokerage. And Scott, we were talking about the healthcare stuff and all that sort of thing. And the next thing I kind of wanted to bring up were direct primary care, DPC, something that's a little bit newish in Nebraska.
It is. And actually, the unicameral had to be petitioned and a law had to be passed to allow for direct primary care, which is, in a sense, bypassing insurance and instead prepaying for health care in advance and then having that care already bought and paid for at the time you need it, 24/7, 365. So let me step before we get into DPC and some of the other stuff that we talked about and really talk about what has happened in the healthcare space is the consumerization of healthcare. Mm. And this really started about 20 years ago. And if you think about it, other than healthcare, most of the goods and services in this country are exchanged buyer and seller.
Yeah.
And that is not the way for the vast majority of healthcare in our country. It's really on a third-party payment system where you have buyer and seller, and there's somebody in the middle. And that somebody could be a government program like Medicare, Medicaid, or in most cases, it's private insurance. And that person is the one, or that entity is who decides who gets paid and how much. Mm. And that's just wrong. I mean, it gets away from basic economic principles. So about 20 years ago, and Malcolm Forbes is largely credited for starting this in the 80s, we started to see the consumerization of healthcare. And that is to say, getting away from copay type insurance and first dollar, 100% coverage, and getting some skin in the game. And so we have now in America these so-called high deductible plans coupled with spending accounts that provide great tax incentives for people to be better shoppers and consumers of healthcare. So on following that are the things we're going to talk about today: direct primary care, healthcare vouchers, which looks like Travelocity for healthcare, retail healthcare. We're finding in a lot of the Hy-Vees around town, we were talking about Hy-Vee earlier, you have these quick care clinics that people can go to without an appointment and see a provider rather quickly and receive services. And even virtual care, which also goes by telehealth or telemedicine, where you can engage a mid-level provider on your smartphone or tablet and literally be seen, treated, diagnosed, and prescribed if need be from the comfort of your couch in your living room. So all of these things, and let's talk about direct primary care since you brought it up, was, I think, initially here in town brought to us by Dr. Joel Besmer through his company Strata Health. And they're actually located kind of close to us over near 90th and Dodge. And what Joel did is to, again, petition the unicameral to allow us to be able to do this. And so what Strata Health does and others here in town is allow you to pay in advance for mostly primary type healthcare services. So bypassing insurance and rather having an arrangement with your doctor or a team of doctors at, in this case, Strata Health, that will see you pretty much 24/7 or relate to you via an app. Largely, they rely heavily on technology, but also a telephone for those that are not as technology savvy. So it is literally just paying for a host of healthcare services that you don't need insurance for, so that can be carved out, which drives down the cost of health insurance. And that's obviously a very, very good thing.
Because it seems like there has also been a movement now for consumers to do things that save them money. Like you'll hear people say, well, if you do this option when you get your care taken care of, it can be a lot cheaper. Or sometimes people say, go to the clinics at the Hy-Vee as opposed to certain other things. So when people come up to you, Scott, and say, what can I do individually to keep my cost down, to help my employers future premiums be more reasonable, for less money to come out of my pocket? What are some of the first thoughts that come to your head?
Well, yeah, that's the $64,000 question, Jeff. And that is, you know, how do we drive down costs? How do consumers participate in this whole effort of aligning incentives and reducing costs? Experts say that between 75 and 80% of the $3 trillion that we spend on healthcare in the United States, let me say that again, $3 trillion, 75 to 85% of that spend can be eliminated because it is directly attributable to lifestyle choices, bad decisions, risky behavior, poor diet, lack of exercise, all those kinds of things. So to answer your question, people just need to be smarter about their health and desire to walk their daughter down the aisle or desire to see their first grandchild born or whatever. And
So I shouldn't have had those hash browns and bacon at breakfast this morning?
Probably not the best choice, Jeff. You know, fruits, vegetables, yeah, for sure. So truly, I know it sounds trite and simple, but people just need to eat better, exercise more, manage stress, and get good sleep. I preach that everywhere I go, that and hydration. I mean, those are such simple things to do, but drink more water, sleep better, manage your stress, exercise, and you're going to be healthier and use less healthcare, and that drives down the cost of insurance.